from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Involves big news in the aviation world. It was announced today, breaking 50 years of precedent. Southwest is doing away with unassigned seats and is changing their boarding process. No more cattle call over there at Southwest. The question I have for you is, are you officially, were you against Southwest because of that? It's a two-part question. Did you just not do Southwest because you didn't like their boarding procedures or their seating? And if two, if you did use Southwest like I did, I would say I have flown Southwest almost primarily as a traveler in my life. Are you now against Southwest under these new conditions?
Look, as someone that's lived in Kansas City most of my life, you guys know Southwest, usually destinations, you know, most of them come from Southwest, right? Like, you know, if you're looking for more of the nonstop flights, if I lived in Atlanta, my answer would probably be I've flown Delta, you know what I mean, more than Southwest. But in where we live, Southwest is one of the better airlines for the routes that they offered. The priority boarding thing, look, I didn't mind the no assigned seat thing, because occasionally you'd get lucky enough, and as someone that's a little bit taller, you get the exit row, and it's nice. Whereas now you're going to have to pay extra. Yeah. Now, that's how all the other airlines do it, so it's not crazy. It sucks. My big thing that I'm worried about, are the bags flying free? Are my bags flying free still?
You know the truth?
Because I think you're right. If the bags aren't flying free anymore, then I'm a free agent. Now, it's most likely Southwest out of Kansas City is still going to have, depending on where you're traveling to, going to have more of the nonstop flights, just where the routes work. I've definitely 95% of all flights I've flown in my life have been on Southwest, I would say. And then after that, it's divvied up between, like, you know, Spirit or whatever. I still think the best airline ever in Kansas City, Midwest Airlines. Then it became Frontier, I think. But Midwest Airlines, two wide leather seats, warm chocolate chip cookies. That was the best airline ever.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Midwest Airlines.
You're not traveling like it's Mad Men in the 60s anymore.
But that was a great airline.
Here's the bad news. Is that Delta posted a really terrible quarter, and then Southwest posted a really terrible quarter, and then they're like, we got to find revenue, so now it's time to start charging you for the good seats. Look, I'll be honest.
This sucks.
The second they get rid of two bags fly free, I'm a free agent. They got me till then. I will hold on till
then.
I'll pay
the
extra
about that.
I'll pay the extra $15 to sit in an aisle or to sit in an exit, you know, or not, you know, sit in an aisle or to sit by a window, so I don't have to get the middle seat. But, like, I didn't mind. I guess maybe I didn't mind it because Southwest felt like it was built for, you were never down just as long as you could plan more than 5 seconds in advance. It was consistently the cheapest out of Kansas City. I got two free bags. And just as long as you understood how time worked to check into something, I was never stuck in a middle seat. I've never been in a middle seat on a single Southwest flight ever. You know why? Because unlike other people who can't keep track of their own time or get somewhere on time, I can. So by getting somewhere on time, essentially I got to fly Southwest and sit in an exit row or sit in an aisle seat or sit by a window just because I was good enough to keep myself on time.
I'm fine with the change as long as the bags still are flying free. The other priority boarding and paying extra for the exit row, it is what it is. That's what everybody off, but it's the bag part that if that changes, that'll
change.
Someone
said it will be better this way. Southwest is awesome.
As long as the bags stay the same, I don't think it's way worse. I didn't mind the cattle call. I really didn't.
The headline on the Washington Post is the end of the People's Airline.
Oh, man.
I will say this. Up until I moved to Kansas City.
That was HCA Midwest, like you said.
Midwest Airlines, man. Midwest Airlines.
Well, up until I moved to Kansas City, I had not flown Southwest once. In Indianapolis, traditionally, Delta is the big one.
See, I think it's
American was also very popular in Indianapolis in particular.
I've never flown American once. I've been on like a United flight, twice.
Delta was my flight.
But see, if we lived in Dallas, you would probably have flown American a ton more. One of their hub is in Dallas, or you know what I mean. Like it just depends on where you grew up in the country. Mm-hmm. I use the Atlanta example for Delta or Minneapolis. Delta would be in a more popular airline, but it depends if you're traveling.
Someone said you better believe I pay for A1 through A15 automatically every time.
I've done that.
We've definitely done that. The early bird.
I'm a big fan of that.
Like we're flying to Vegas in August or whatever. I don't know if you did. I didn't do the early bird for that yet, but I don't know if you did.
I haven't yet, but I probably will. Yeah. But like if you go back through, I mean, this is just the reality of the situation. Like I liked the setup because I knew it. I'll be honest. I'm a little worried that we're
is it like, that much
forget the bags
though?
And fly free. The rest of it, the seats and all that stuff. My objection to it might only be the same reason, like for the people who are anti-airport. I know the system. I like the system. I know how to get in and out of Southwest. I know how to get on the. I know how
this
I board.
This is going to be even easier to get on the plane, though.
Yeah, it will. But like, I know. You know what it is?
You'll know when you go to the airport exactly where you're sitting already.
It's comfort. I know. I like the comfort of just like knowing where.
Now you don't have to deal with the jerk that's pretending to be coughing and sick and holding the seat and he's only sitting. Like, you're the seat. Classic. This is my damn seat.
The reason why you're mad, Cody, is because like you said, you show up before everybody else. You feel like it shouldn't. You feel like it should matter the time that you show up. Where with this new system,
now it's just money. Like everything else in this life.
With this new system, I could show up 5 minutes before the flight boards and I'm good to go. And I know where my seat is every single time. Mm-hmm. I could show up after boarding starts. But I know where my seats is.
Yeah, you don't have to be the first group.
Now, here's the problem. I can't change it for me. I'll just be honest. For the rest of my life.
Oh, you're still showing up early.
I'm 39 years old, and until the day I die, I am going to be 2 hours early to the airport guy. I'm just going to let you know now.
I'm with
that
you.
That is not going to change. I'm not evolving in that way. I am early to the airport guy. I accept that other people aren't.
I like airports.
I'm never missing a flight.
I don't know if I like airports, but
I like airports.
Our airport now is good enough, and it's really nice to where I don't mind showing up early. The old airport, I didn't want to get there that early because there was if you want to go to the bathroom, you got to leave security. You know what I mean?
If you wanted to get a beer, you go to that one Mexican restaurant, and that was it.
Yeah. Now we got a nice airport, so many options. I don't mind chilling for an extra hour.
Someone said they've flown from the 913 once in their 38 years.
Man, that's impressive.
Do you legit question?
I mean, Drew's driving 25 hours this weekend.
Legit question.
We used to drive everywhere.
Do you still travel a lot? And you just choose to drive, or are you just not a big traveler? Period. Because how have you avoided flying? Are you just really into the road trips? You own a nice RV. What do you? What are you doing?
Our family, we did road trips, but I still have flown. Probably in my lifetime, I've flown 10 times, 10 to 12 times total.
So you're not really loyal to an airline.
Correct. No.
I mean, I don't know.
I normally just pick whichever one's cheapest.
I've flown more than that, but
I normally pick whichever one's cheapest and just go from there. But I do. It was funny. I hadn't flown when I was in college. I took a trip to go see a friend. I hadn't flown like for 15 years since I was like four, and I found an old Delta card. It was old. Found an old Delta airline card. I was like, does this thing even still work? I went to log. I put in the information, and sure enough, I had miles on the account. That I had flown.
Good for Delta. Not getting rid of your...
15 years later.
Those
that was
things
pretty
don't
crazy.
Expire, apparently.
Well, yeah. Once you have an account, you got an account.
37 and I've never been on a plane.
Wow. From the 913? Now, again, quick question.
A different texture, yes.
On purpose?
So you just...
I mean, travel's expensive. Maybe they just haven't been able
to afford. Do you travel still and you're just driving, or are you just not traveling at all?
Someone said anywhere within 10 hours, I haven't flown in probably... I'm a drive to. Like, if I'm going to Chicago, the odds are I'm probably driving. Yeah. Or if I'm going to Denver, the odds are I'm probably driving. We're definitely
driving. Yeah. Denver, you can definitely drive. St. Louis, you can definitely drive. You know, short
but you
trips.
And I are going to Vegas we're two more driving. Times this year.
Yeah, we're
going to
be in Vegas in August and October, and Cody and I are not driving to Vegas. We are definitely just... I think we're flying Southwest.
Kick each other out of the car by the time we get there.
Oh, it'd be good content, but oh my gosh. You and I in a car for... 24 plus hours.
I'm good to drive. I don't mind driving for long stretches of time. I just want to be able to listen to music.
It would be miserable, though. It just would, because nobody wants to send a car that long.
No.
It would be awful.
Yeah, it's not. Well, for instance, on tomorrow, as soon as the show's done, I'm driving up, picking up my wife. We're driving 7 hours to Indianapolis. Then waking up, we're probably going to get there around 11, 1130 at night. Wake up around 6 or so, leave, drive 12 more hours to the Outer Banks. Fine by me.
At least that beach is waiting for you on the other side, man. That's awesome.
Correct.
At least the beach is. I'm jealous of that. I'm definitely jealous of that. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.